Cubettes softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubettes game against Caldwell is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Mattress Guys, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
And we want you out to, we welcome you out here to Alumni Field. And it is the season opener for the Brenham Cubettes softball team as they take on the Caldwell Lady Hornets. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And a little cloudy, a little breezy, but otherwise it looks like a clear night for some softball.
I tell you what, it's been dry all day. It looked like there may have been a threat of rain with the gray skies. But as you said, a little bit of breeze from the south. Yep. But I think it's going to be a great night for the opening of the softball season.
Yeah, start of a busy week for the Brenham Cubettes. This is the first of seven games that they'll be taking part in this week with the leadoff classic coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be here for five of those seven games, including tonight. And the Cubettes got a new look to them. Some new faces on the team that we'll be telling you about throughout the course of the evening, but some of them that were part of this team last year and got some valuable playoff experience.
No doubt about it. She had a very, very young group, a lot of freshmen, and understandably so. You know, there were some freshman eras, but I'm going to tell you what we did see as the season progressed along, they matured, they gelled together with the other upperclassmen, and if they keep up with that maturity level the way they did toward the end of the season, you know what, it may be a little bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we're hoping for. And Cubettes and the Caldwell Lady Hornets, these two have been meeting in the opener for the last couple of seasons now. And so we'll see what will happen this year. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, back we come as the fans are still filing in here, and we got plenty of room. Come on out and take this one in. Or if you can't make it tonight, we're glad you're here with us on the radio. And we go back to the Cubettes, and one of the big things here will be, as always, when you get to baseball and softball season, the big thing, Tommy, it starts with is pitching. And young lady that we've watched grow the last over the course of the last three seasons now, Kylie Baker, getting she was kind of pressed into the number one duty with the injury last season to Heidi. She got to Heidi Busker. She got pressed into the number one starter duty and wasn't quite expecting it, but she really put it together. And we could watch that development over the course of the season last year and really just came into her own.
Oh, no doubt about it. And that's the word that I used earlier with those freshmen. What Kylie did is she matured. She matured with the rest of the team, started gelling with the rest of the team. And toward the end of the year, I mean, she really came on really, really strong just when you needed it in the playoffs. And you know, going back to that last series against Nederlin, a play here or a play there, and we could have moved on to the next round. But You've been around, you and I have both been around this game, maybe too long. it's just called, that's what happens.
Yeah, it definitely, and when you get in the playoffs, you never know. Cubettes warming up right now and getting ready. And, of course, another new aspect for the team is brand-new coaching staff, too. You still have Coach Roberts as head coach, but three new assistant coaches. And we'll see how that plays in as well throughout the season.
I tell you what, the one thing that we need to keep in mind is, you know, both there's two young ladies over there, one being a little bit older than the other, but, you know, one being a former player. Both former players in Kelly, whatever her married name is now, of course, I'm going to have to get used to all of that. Yep. Kramer Este, you know, really solid and really know a lot about the game. Yep. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, as it is with the players, it's going to be with the coaches, and they're going to do that. They will all come together.
Exactly. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to start here tonight, I want to thank our umpires for being here today. We are brought to you by Texas State Optical. Texas State Optical for all of your correctional vision needs. See Texas State Optical. Thank you all for watching.
Now let's send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our Brenham Combat pregame sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at DDMBuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, and as we come back here, it's time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management. They've got a plan that works for you. Give them a call for a free quote. And for the Caldwell Lady Hornets, leading it off and playing shortstop will be Jalen Guest. Batting second will be the pitcher, Simone Clark. Batting third, first baseman, Bryn Morton. Batting fourth will be the cleanup hitter, Kaylee Crump. Batting fifth, right fielder, Molly Meadows. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, Abby Lopez. Batting seventh, center fielder, Alyssa Reyes. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Haley Reyes. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Tatum Shupak. And now for your Brenham Covet starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting second will be the catcher, Harper Castillo. Batting third baseman, Leighton Davis. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Kylie Baker. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, McKenna Marstairs. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh, designated player, J.C. Hager. And Hager will be hitting through the left fielder, Isabel Hyatt. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Payson Gurka, and batting ninth, second baseman, Allie Tiemann. And that is a look at the starting lineups. And when we come back, we will give you our game time weather report. We should have the national anthem as well. And let's get back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, as we come back here, the plate meeting is still going on, and we're getting set for tonight. Let's see. It's time now for our Game Time Weather Update, and the Game Time Weather Update sponsored by Blinn College. The Game Time in Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And our temperature currently right now, 74 degrees under cloudy skies. And tonight's supposed to get down to 60 degrees. And tomorrow we got a 40% chance of rain. Daytime high is 75. And then in Wednesday night and the Thursday morning, down to 51 degrees. And then pretty much cloudy to partly cloudy the rest of the week. And similar forecast, 60s for the mornings and then 70s for the evening and afternoon. And that is your weather update. We'll take another break. And when we come back, we will have your national anthem. In the meantime, let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Lainey Stefka and Casey Foskey, managed by Kylie Becker. And now let's put your hands together for the Brenham Cubs. Starting at shortstop, our senior, number 9, Mackenzie Teamer. Sophomore catcher, number 2, Harper Castillo. Sophomore third base, number 7, Leighton Davis. On the mound, senior, number 18, Callie Baker. At first base, junior, number 21, McKenna Marster. Out in center field, we have sophomore, number 5, Aiden Alden Jacks. DP Junior, number 3, Jesse Hager. Rockfield, freshman, number 10, Peyton Kirkup. At second base, we have sophomore, number 1, Allie Demon. And at flex, sophomore, number 12, Isabel Hyatt. We're coming off the bench are Kate Martin, number 6, number 8, Sloan Tucker, number 11, McKenna Kemick, number 14, Reagan Wall, and number 19, Baylen Strait. The KBS is coached by Kenny Roberts, Kelly Becker, Tamir Echete, and Aaron Jackson. Now, if you would, please rise. and remove your headgear as we play the national anthem.
And we're about ready for the first pitch, and we'll have it for you after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And back we go, and we are ready for tonight's first pitch. And Jalen Guest stepping in, and it is Kylie Baker out there in the circle.
And leading off for the Lady Hornets, shortstop number 3, Jacqueline Guest.
And Jalen Guest, right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, first pitch. In there for a strike. First pitch officially thrown at 5:01.
That's as close as you can get to being on time.
Yep. Swung on a miss and quickly here 0-2. Good velocity on that pitch by Kylie.
Oh, yeah. Good way to start the game. First pitch strike. Now comes in there and gets her to go for a pitch a little bit out of the strike zone.
And next pitch.
Just misses on the outside pin.
Barely missed there, and it is 1-2. And next pitch. Well, I got a miss. Got her on strike.
Set her down on 4 pitches. We have the first out of the inning.
And so quickly one out here, and they'll bring up Simone Clark, the pitcher for Caldwell.
And now coming up for Caldwell is the pitcher, number 16, Simone Clark. Back from the outside of the base, the plate.
And Clark stepping in, left-hand batter. Caldwell dressed out in the orange uniforms with the white letters and numbers. Cubettes in the gray uniforms with the green letters and numbers.
And some Aggies would say the dreaded burned orange.
That one outside, it's a ball, 1-0.
Oh.
And swings and misses. Took a big rip and came up empty. And it's 1-1.
I like that. Another lively fastball shaded more toward that outside corner, keeping it down in that strike zone.
And 1-1 pitch to Clark. Up high, a ball, and it's 2-1. Dimensions here at Alumni Field, 190 down the lines, 220 to straightaway center. And Clark swings and misses, and it's 2-2.
Hey, another good pitch there by Kylie, coming back toward the inner part of plate on that inside corner.
And yeah, Baker going to step off and make a little trip to the rosin bag. 2-2 pitch. Oh, up and in and got a piece of her. And so Clark will take the trot on down to first.
Clark takes the base.
Hope that's not a repeat of last year.
Yeah.
There were more hit batters last year than there were in the last 10.
Yeah, we're going to get a courtesy runner there for Clark.
Sorry, Doug, I'm talking. I missed that number. We'll get it.
And now Bryn Morton coming to the plate. So one out and one on. And pitch from Baker.
Oh, there you go.
For a strike, and it's 0-1.
Not too bad. The first baseman in the field, Bryn Morton.
Breeze has kind of died down out there. Now the flag's just kind of laying limp on the poles there. Swung out and missed.
Tell you what, early on here, I like what I see with Kylie. She starts off with a pitch down at the knees on that outside corner. Now comes back inside. Couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, swung out and missed. And that is strike three on Morton. So two down now. And that'll bring up Kaylee Crump, the catcher. And courtesy runner, by the way, still second. Long look in by Baker, and the pitch is a strike call. Baker working to Castillo behind the plate. Right side of the infield, you got Marsters at first. Alley teaming at second. Left side, McKenzie teaming at short. Leighton Davis at third. And then in the outfield, it's Alden Jackson center. Pitch is swung out and missed. Payson Gurka in right and Isabel Hyatt in left. Man, it's an 0-2 count on Crump. Yeah, that one up high, a ball, runner going, throw down to third, and she
got her.
And so that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Caldwell nothing, Cubettes coming into bat. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here for Caldwell, It is Simone Clark in the circle. Kaylee Crump back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Bryn Morton at first. Abby Lopez at second, left side. Jalen Guest at short. Haley Reyes at third in the outfield. Alyssa Reyes in center. Tatum Shupak in left. And Molly Meadows in right. And for the Cubettes, the top three in their batting order, Mackenzie Tiemann, Harper Castillo, and Leighton Davis. And the coaches getting in place for the Cubettes. Coach Kelly Majewski Baker heading to first.
There you got the last name, Doug. I'm going to get used to it.
Yeah. And Coach Katie Roberts,
running
third.
For the Cubettes.
And so Mackenzie
Tiemann,
senior this season.
I tell you what, here we are, Doug. Mackenzie saw her come in here as a freshman, and now we're looking at her as a senior. Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and first pitch is a strike call. One of just three seniors on the team this year. And off-speed pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And Tiemann swings and misses, and it's 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside the ball, 2-2.
I think she may have been trying to get Mackenzie to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good senior discipline there.
Yeah, that one up high, and it's a full count now, 3-2. Tiemann trying to get on base here and get something going for the Cubettes. And so this one, a high ball, and that is back up against the wall. Tiemann digging for two. And she is going to be in there with a stand-up double to lead off the game. Now, that's a good way to get a season.
I'm going to tell you what, Doug. She gave that one a rip.
She certainly did.
That ball was really hit solid. One short hop to the wall.
Yeah,
in center field.
We'll bring up Harper Castillo now. Castillo, a sophomore this year. Last year's freshman played primarily at first base. First chance to see her as a catcher. Squares away to bunt and bunts this one foul right behind home plate.
I was going to make a comment and see if Coach Roberts with this team is going to play a little small ball, and here she is trying to move the runner up to third. I like it.
And next pitch, Castillo ground ball back up the middle, and that is going to scoot through for a base hit. Tiemann rounded third, and she is going to score. And the Cubettes are on the board, 1-0.
Cubettes draw first blood with a single from Harper Castillo. Now up the bat is third baseman number 7, Leighton Davis.
And our first run of the game made by Mackenzie Tiemann is brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Davis tried to lay down a bunt and foul that one off. So a run is in. Cubettes lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody out. Davis batting. Castillo at first. Squares away to bunt and lays a good one down.
Clark
up with it. Only play is the first. And they're going to say the throw puller off the bag, and she's safe.
Davis lays down a beautiful bunt.
Advances the runner.
And so two runners on them. Then bring up Kylie Baker. And Baker with a chance to help herself with the bat.
Ducks on a pond, Kylie. Hit him with the egg.
And first pitch to her is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And scores away a bunt and bunts it foul.
I don't feel as though that's what Miss Clark wanted to see out of the first three Cub at batters.
Definitely not. And swung on and missed, and Baker down on strikes for out number one.
Layden Horwitz gets their first out of the side.
And now it'll bring up McKenna Marsteers.
That brings up number 21, first base, McKenna Marsteers.
And she sends this one ground ball to third. And did she get to the bag? And, yeah, so she did get to the bag. So Castillo out on the fielder's choice.
Fielder's choice.
So two runners still on, but two outs now. Let's bring up Alden Jacks.
Alden Jacks. Try to keep the Brenham Cubettes alive.
And pitch coming. That is taking a pie for a ball. It's 1-0. Clark in the windup. Next pitch. Jax punts that one foul over towards the batter's box where J.C. Hager is waiting on deck. Jack's a sophomore, saw quite a bit of action last year as a freshman.
Did a good job when she was in center field.
Absolutely, and that one's up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. And next pitch coming, and it's taken for a strike, 2-2 now. Cubettes, in case you're just joining us, with a 1-0 lead trying to play add-on. And pitch to Jax, and that one's down the line. Oh! That's going to kick into the corner. Scoring is Davis, and Marcia is right behind her, and she will score. That's going to make it 3-0 Cubettes.
Tell you what, Holland Jack's got a pitch on the outside part of the plate, and she goes right down with a line drive, right down that right field line. Just a great piece of hitting.
Yeah, it'll be a double for Jackson. And then as that third run was crossed the plate, she managed to take third. And so J.C. Hager now. Clark into the wind, and the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch from Hager, and swung on a miss. Got her with a changeup there. 0-2. And that one in there, strike three called, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning for the Cubettes, They do come up with three runs on four hits, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the top of the second. Cubettes lead it 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And back we go here. Was she pointing at us? Ghost Roberts came out of the dugout and said something to the ump and was pointing in our direction. And I was wondering why.
What have we done wrong?
I don't think we did anything wrong.
We made a bunch of really great editorial comments.
And Crump swings and misses 0-1. Now, Crump was batting in the top of the first, but since the runner got thrown out at third base, she comes up with a fresh count. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Marstair's calling for it. Yeah, well, that's going to go just on the other side of the fence. Yeah, so they'll make it an 0-2 count. It'll be Crump followed by Molly Meadows and then Abby Lopez here in the top of the second. Brenham Cubettes with a 3-0 lead.
Tell you what, Doug, the one thing I saw about Crump, she's got an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And those warm-ups throwing to second base.
And a pie ball, and skips back off of the glove of Castillo to the backstop. And Baker ready, next pitch coming. That one's going to be popped and foul behind us over to the right side. And back past the stands.
Another point we can bring up a batter, we definitely can see her batting gloves.
Oh, yeah.
But I like it. I like it.
Neon pink. Well, it doesn't really, it kind of clashes a little bit with the burnt orange jersey.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, that one's popped up and foul. Another one fouled back into the screen.
Good. Crump's definitely making Kylie work.
Yep. And Baker wants fresh softball.
One thing about the fireman, Doug.
Yeah.
Led by quite a guy. Josh Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this Whoa. Swung on, drilled deep, back, and foul. Crump nearly hit it just to the left of the foul pole. That was almost a solo shot.
That was definitely a no-doubter.
Yeah. She got all of that one just turned on it a little bit too much.
I tell you what, she turned those wrists on that pitch.
And that one bounced up there, a ball.
Down,
There you go. Strike three called, and that's out number one. Third strikeout for Baker.
Ah, good, another good lively fastball on that outside corner.
Yeah, now that'll bring up Molly Meadows.
Molly Meadows.
And yeah, that one outside for a ball, won't it go? Swung on and missed.
And yeah, another good fastball, lively fastball there from Kylan.
Squares away the punt and lays a good one down. Baker fields it cleanly, throws to first, and that's out number two. And now it'll bring up Abby Lopez, the second baseman.
Ready for the Lady Hornets. Number one, Abby Lopez.
And pitches up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And that one taken for a ball.
Just off the outside corner. Again, I like what Kylie's doing, keeping her pitches down.
And next pitch coming, swing and a miss. And strike one. Two balls and a strike. And that one down low, and it's 3-1 now. Got the first two. You don't really want to walk here. Yes, good pitch.
Another good lively fastball.
That's actually out number three. Oh, no, it's 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah, 3-2. I'm kind of, I think Castillo threw everybody off throwing the ball down to first. But it's three balls, two strikes. And strike three called. And that is the end of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes lead it 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham. Your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And here we go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes lead it 3-0. And Payson Gurka to lead it off. Gurka, I believe, if I remember correctly, is a freshman. And so this is her first at bat on the varsity level, getting the start in right field. And pitch from Carr, going to hit her. And so Gurka will take the trot on down to
base
first.
Takes it for the team. That brings up number one. Second baseman, Allie Tiemann.
And so Allie Tiemann will come up now. Tiemann getting the start at second base. Taking over her sister's old position as McKenzie's moved to shortstop this year. And Allie squares away to bunt, fouls it off. Tiemann saw a lot of time last year at the varsity, used both at second base and in the outfield, and did a lot of courtesy running duties as well. And scores away, bunts this one, good one back to the pitcher, throw to first, and
safe.
Throw pulled her out the bag.
Yes.
That time, I think we probably got to go an E on that one.
Oh, no, definitely.
That throw was high, and I think had the throw been on target, they would have probably gotten it.
We're back at the top, number nine.
So E1 there. And now McKenzie Tiemann with two runners aboard, and Cummins going to see if they can add on to that 3-0 lead.
That was just go ahead, another double off center field wall. We'll take it.
And squares away to bunt, and bunts this one foul. Tiemann inheriting the leadoff spot. It's kind of weird because the last 4 years we've had Avery Maurer in that leadoff spot.
You know, it's
those weird.
And good luck to her with her career over at Sam Houston.
Absolutely. And pitch outside for a ball.
That's one of the little just minor downsides of life. You know, we all move on.
And pitch is fouled away. So the runners will have to go back to their respective bases. Yeah, Avery's moved on to Sam Houston. I saw the other day they've got her playing second base this year.
And you know what? The way we know Avery, she'll adjust well.
Oh, yeah.
She will adjust.
Great athlete, and she'll make the adjustment easily. And pitch is taken for a ball.
And I know what Avery's thinking. You know what? Wherever I can play and help the team, that's where I'll go.
Absolutely.
And I love it. That's.
And foul back. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. McKenzie Tiemann doubled and scored a runner first time up. Yeah, that one way high up ball. And up high, ball four, and Tiemann draws the walk. That'll load the bases now for the Cubettes and bring up Harper Castillo.
That brings up our catcher, number two, Harper Castillo.
And Harper had an RBI single her first time up.
And a good, you know, good clean base hit right up the middle. Allowed Allie to score really easy.
Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Yeah, nobody out here. Castillo, Davis, and Baker due up with the chances on getting some more runs home. And Castillo swings and misses 0-2.
I tell you what, Clark, what she's done, Doug, is she's thrown two pitches in the exact same spot, low and inside, and Harper went for both pitches.
And that one fouled away over by the on-deck circle. And Davis retrieves it, flips it to the catcher.
You know, that was going to be one of my questions, who was going to be catcher, and that question got answered.
Yeah. And up high for a ball. Nothing. Cubettes with the lead, pushing for more here. And that one is
going. Oh, my God. Good piece of hitting.
Scoring is Gurka. Right behind her is Allie Tiemann. And Mackenzie Tiemann is going to end up at third. It's a two-run single for Harper Castillo.
Hey, what?
Oh, and then.
Harper got a heck of a thing going here for
him. And then a. Not quite sure what happened there, but I think they.
She got caught.
They threw back to get Castillo and leaning at first. And when they did, Mackenzie team in, came in and scored. So it's now 6-0, Cubettes.
Down, but not between three RBIs. One on the seven, Layden Davis.
Wow. We're seeing a lot awful early in the year.
And it's a Layden Davis now batting with nobody on and one out here in the inning. It's now 6-0, Cubettes. And pitch taken for a ball. Davis singled and scored her first time up. Or bunted her way on for a base hit. That was. Pitch to Davis, back to the pitcher. Clark will flip to first. That's two away. Yeah, and now the layup, Kylie Baker.
Pitcher number 18, Kylie Baker.
Yeah, that went way high. Goes to the backstop. Baker struck out her first time up. And that one taken down low for a ball. It's 2-0. Cubettes, three runs in the first, three runs here in the second. Built up a 6-0 lead. And pitch to Baker, takes inside for ball three. Opening night of the 2026 softball season. And strikeout. Ooh. Baker was ready to toss the bat back down to first.
She's ready to take a trip.
And umpire, so some like to call it the obligatory third, first strike on a 3-0 count. And strike two. And so now full count on Baker.
We have two veteran umpires out there, Duck. We've seen a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. And Baker fouls that one back behind the stands over to the right side. And so count remains 3-2. And foul back again by Baker.
The first base umpire actually saw him. He refereed one of the Brenham games.
Oh.
Brenham football games.
Okay.
He's now a football official also.
Oh, okay. And that one back up the middle. Clark spears it, throws to first. And that will retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubettes, they do come up. We have three runs on one hit, one error, and nobody left on. And we go to the third inning. Cubettes lead it 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a
Brenham
train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
Alyssa Reyes to lead it off. And we do have some changes for the Cubettes. We got Isabel Hyatt has come in to play. She was in left field, now playing first base. And we're trying to see if we can get a look at who's in left field now. Everybody else looks to be the same out there as Reyes steps in. It'll be Alyssa Reyes followed by Haley Reyes. And then Tatum Shupak here in the top of the third. And first pitch is a ball from Kylie Baker. And that was swung on a miss. Reyes chased one upstairs. And it's 1-1. And down low for a ball. 2-1 count now. And up high for a ball. It's 3-1. Brenham Cubettes and the Caldwell Lady Hornets opening night of the softball season. Yes, one and a miss. Three balls, two strikes, a full count. Baker ready in the next pitch. Strike three called. Reyes caught looking, and that's now five strikeouts for Baker.
Big strikeout for Baker.
Brings up Haley Reyes, the third baseman.
That brings up third baseman, number five, Haley Reyes.
But swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. Another good fastball there for Baker. And next pitch taken for a ball. And that one way upstairs, a ball. Baker now going to dip down with a rosin bag. And that one swung and a miss. Good pitch.
A really good, lively fastball down there. Kept it down low in the strike zone.
Pie for a ball. full count now, 3-2. Reyes, the number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Caldwell Lady Hornets. Pitch to her is up high, ball 4. And that'll be the first walk issued by Kylie Baker. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Tatum Shupak.
Left fielder, Tatum Shupak.
So one out, runner aboard. Just a second base runner allowed by Kylie Baker here tonight. And swung on a miss, 0-1.
Again, another good lively fastball there by Kylie.
Yeah, that one way high, a ball. 1-1 count. Shupak batting, and then after that, it'll be back to the top of their order with Jalen Guest, the shortstop. Swung and I missed. That's strike 2. And strike 3 called. Another strikeout for Baker. That'll give her 6 on the night. And back to the top of the order with Jalen Guest, the shortstop.
Back to the top for the Lady Hornets. The shortstop, number 3, Jacqueline Guest.
So 2 outs, runner aboard. And Guest sends this one down the line. Even chases Gurkha, and that's going to be out of play.
I think I got it now, Doug. 6 in left field.
Okay, that's Kate Martin.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
And down low, ball runner going, throw down, and throws offline. And so a stolen base there for Haley Reyes. Martin, who's one of the 3 seniors on the team, along with Mackenzie Thiemann and Kylie Baker. Foul away. And that one fouled away.
Come to think of it, I think I made a mistake. It looks like 10, but we don't have a 10, do we?
No, I don't think we do.
I'll keep looking. With my binoculars here, I'm not getting the right read. But so we apologize. So, and the Cubettes have beautiful uniforms, but that green on gray, it just doesn't show up like it really should. But.
Got her on strikes. That will tie the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And that's one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Cubettes lead at 6-0. Back at your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we go to the bottom of the third inning, Cubs lead it 6-0 over the Caldwell Lady Hornets, and Simone Clark still out there for Caldwell. She'll be looking at McKenna Marsters, Alden Jackson, J.C. Hager.
Now up to bat, number 14, Reagan Wall.
Actually, we're going to get a hitter from Marsters. It's going to be Reagan Wall batting. And Wall with a ground ball foul up the third base side.
Coach Roberts doing a good job of rotating faces.
Yeah. And Wall fouls that one back. Quickly here, 0-2. Yeah, bounce up their ball. Wall leading off here in the bottom of the third. And pitch to her up high. 1-2. Wall making her varsity debut here for the Cubettes. Yeah, that one up in the end. She had to duck out of the way to keep from getting hit. And it's 2-2. Outside, and it's ball four. And some Marsters, or excuse me, Wall takes the walk.
Now batting number five, Alden Jacks.
That'll bring up Alden Jacks. Jacks had a two-run double her first time up. Up for a second at bat of the night. Squares away to bunt and punts it foul. So nobody out, runner at first. Squares away to bunt and bunts this one right back to the pitcher. Clark up with it. Throws to first and get the out. So it'll be a sacrifice for Jax.
Nice bunt there by Alden.
Up to bat, number three, J.C. Hager.
That's a J.C. Hager to bat now. And that one, line drive to first. That's one, and they threw the ball away. And so now Wall will head to third. And they're going to send her all the way home. It's going to be a two-base error, and Wall will score. And they get 7-0, Cubettes. And now Payson Gurka, the batter.
Now batting number three.
He'll pass through there.
Yeah. And that one fouled back into the screen. It's 0-1.
Okay, we got it right now, Doug. I think we just got to find out. Payson is now in left.
Oh, okay.
Payson Gurka. Got the number right, 10. Just now we got to get right field correct.
Okay. And strike called, and Gurka caught looking for out number 3. In the inning, though, the Cubs do get one run, no hits, one error. And nobody left on. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. Cubs lead at 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness. Specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plans and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health. Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
All right, as we come back here, and so we do have our outfielder straight now. It's Payson Gurka has gone to left field. Reagan Wall's in the game in right field. Hyatt has moved to first base. And so pitch to Clark is foul away as we come back here. Top of the fourth inning. Cubs lead at 7-0 over the Caldwell Lady Hornets. Opening night, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on KWHI. We're so glad you can be with us for another season of Cubs softball. We'll be with you again Thursday, Friday, and then two on Saturday. Pitch is swung on and missed by Clark.
It's that early time of the year, those tournaments, and a lot of games in 1 week, but that's good. You know, the girls have the opportunity to get that experience.
Absolutely, and pitch is taken for a ball.
Tell you what, I like that pitch there by Kylie. Down low at the knees, just off that outside corner. Real pretty pitch. Just missed.
Yeah, that one's going to be popped up, and that's going to go foul. Baker so far just faced one over the minimum. And pitch up high for a ball. Clark was hit by a pitcher first time up. And foul tipped on that one. I thought she tipped it, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to say she's safe at first.
I guess we're going to call that a strikeout and an error?
No, strikeout and a pass ball.
No, strikeout and a pass ball.
Coach Roberts arguing, I thought she made contact on that pitch.
It sounded like a tip. But when it sounds like a tip, could it have been the mitt?
That's a possibility. The umpires are going to talk it over. Yeah, let's see what they say. And apparently they're going to let it stand. So it'll be a strikeout and a pass ball.
Number four.
As that'll bring up Bryn Morton. So nobody out on the runner aboard here for Caldwell. And outside for a ball. Baker going to take a little walk behind the circle. Now she's ready. That one up and in. A ball. Baker checking with the dugout. Now ready to deliver her next pitch. And that one just missing a ball. And it's 3-0.
Kinsley Swarneman.
Okay.
Courtesy runner.
So Swarneman running at first for Clark. And that one down the line. Foul ball. And it's 3-1. Turn that on a little too much.
Yeah, well, Martin there, 3-0, you know, like the pitch that she saw. And Lyon did just foul down that left field line.
Wind's starting to pick up just a little bit and starting to see some movement on the flags out there. And that's ball four, and Morton will take the walk down to first. So two on now for Caldwell, and Caldwell got something going here as Kaylee Crump comes up to the plate. Crump struck it at last time up. Infielder's playing in. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Jack's giving chase, and Tiemann backtracking, and Mackenzie Tiemann will make the grab for out number one.
That's a big out there.
Cubettes needed that one. Now Molly Meadows, the right fielder, will come up to the plate.
Tell you what, we need to go back and recall.
Molly Meadows.
Crump was the one that hit that bomb foul first time up there.
And strike called. 0-1 count. Next pitch. Inside for a ball. It's 7-0 lead here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch is swung out and missed. Coming up bottom half of this inning, we'll have our Whataburger recap and go over how we've gotten to this point in the game so far. And strike three called.
And another K there for Cotty.
And that is nine strikeouts now for Baker. And Abby Lopez to the plate with two outs down, two on. Caldwell just trying to get a run any way they can. And that one up high for a ball. Baker trying to keep the shutout alive. Pitch is up high for a ball. the pot for a ball. Rio count now on Lopez. Baker got a pair down here. And a pie ball four, and that'll load the bases.
She just needs to settle down here.
And that'll bring up Alyssa Reyes.
Alyssa Reyes.
Yes, yes, go. The line drive, right?
Mackenzie Tiemann came in and said a few words to Baker. Baker just need one more out to get out of this inning. And in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Another pair of pink gloves here, Doug.
Yep. Swung and a miss, quickly 0-2.
Good job by Kylie coming back. Throwing four straight balls, two quick strikes.
And a pie of ball. 1-2 now on Reyes.
I think she tried to get her to go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
And a pie of ball. Two balls and two strikes now. That got her on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the end, no runs, no hits, no errors. And bases left loaded, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. And Brenham Calvets leading the Caldwell Lady Hornets 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones. Making sense of investing? Member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the money makeover team. Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And first pitch to Allie Tiemann is foul away down the right field line, looking over towards the creek area. As we come back here, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 7-0 over the Caldwell Lady Hornets. And after the next pitch, we'll get to our Whataburger recap. And Tiemann swings and misses, and it's 0-2. And for the Brenham Cubs, they came up with three runs in the bottom half of the first inning. Mackenzie Tiemann leading it off with a double. Harper Castillo singled her in. Leighton Davis followed with a single. McKenna Marsters reached on her fielder's choice, and Tiemann sent this one a pop-up shortstop, and short hauls it in for out number one.
Now it comes up just a bit short.
And then it would be a 2-1 double for Alden Jacks. And that would score Davis and Marsters, and that made it 3-0 Cubettes. Second inning, Cubettes had Payson Gurka get hit by a pitch. Allie Tiemann reached on an error, and Mackenzie Tiemann walked to load the bases. Harper Castillo came through with a two-run single. And then as Castillo got caught in a rundown, Mackenzie came in and scored to make it 6-0. And then That one, a ground ball, and it is into left field for a base hit for Mackenzie Thiemann.
And then Wall would
score, let off with a walk, and then scored on an error. And that's where we stand right now, 7-3, as Kylie Baker cruising right along on the hill. She's gone four innings. And as, let's see, I forget how many strikeouts now. 10 strikeouts, and has got the shutout intact. And that is your Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Runner going, throw down, and not in time. And adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. They're perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7, Whataburger in Brenham. As a team in with a steal now, and so that puts her in a scoring position. Castillo is 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. Try to check her swing, but couldn't hold up. And a strike called there. As he sends this one out to center.
Ooh, hit the ball
center
really well.
Center fielder made the grab there, and Thiemann has to backtrack.
What, Harper hit it right on the nose. Nice catch out there by the center fielder.
Harper gets the hold of it.
And it's funny because that's probably the hardest ball she's hit tonight.
Right.
But she gets the two hits off the weaker hit balls and gets out on the harder hit ball.
Yeah, just hit the right at her almost, you know.
Yep. And Leighton Davis the batter. Davis ground ball to short. Fire on. Oh, Eric over through the first baseman. And coming in to score his team in to make it 8-0, Cubettes. Be an E6. And Baker now get a chance to help herself with the bat.
That brings up the pitcher, number 18, Kylie Baker.
And Cubettes now only 2 runs away from getting a run. Well, they would still have to play the top half of the fifth, but would put the run rule into effect if they could get 2 more runs here.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for Kylie to help herself.
Baker 0-for-2 thus far tonight. And that one down low for a ball. And that one line drive. Oh, off the second baseman's glove into right field. And coming all the way in to score is Davis.
Kylie sneaks one out into right.
And that'll make it 9-0, Cubettes.
And
so that'll bring up Reagan Wall. And we're going to get a courtesy runner at first.
McKenna
Kmitch running down there at first. And Wall swings and misses 0-1. So Cubettes with a 9-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Up high, a ball. This one's going to be popped up. And Clark's going to haul it in. 4 out number 3, but in the inning, Cubettes do come up with 2 runs. On one hit, there were a couple errors and one left on base. And we go to the fifth inning. Cubettes lead it 9-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
We've got a wholesale bunch of changes for the Cubheads. As we have a new pitcher, it's Leighton Davis. New first baseman's Kylie Baker. Looks like Gurka is coming in to play second.
That is correct.
And the Demons have shifted over. Allie is at short. McKenzie at third. Now just got to figure out the outfielders. But first, I want to remind you that the pitching change for the Cubettes is brought to you by our good friends over at Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on. For your health, life, car, home, personal, or business, give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 from Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Cubettes leading at 9-0 here in the top of the fifth. And Davis with a pitch up high for a ball. Pitch to Davis, ground ball foul up the third base side.
Got it, Doug. Okay. Isabella Hyatt in left. Kylie's at first. You get that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I missed that one.
And,
my apologies.
So did Gurka go back to right, or is that still Wall?
Left. That'd be Wall still out there. She's
okay.
Isabella's in left.
Okay. And strike three called in. Down goes Reyes. That'll bring up Tatum Shupak now. Shupak struck out her first time around.
Brings up number eight, Tatum Shupak.
Leighton Davis just picked up where Kylie left off.
Yeah. And pitch is taken for a strike. Davis went the first four innings. Allowed no runs, no hits. Three walks and 10 strikeouts. Swung out and missed. And quickly 0-2 here. To delivery. Outside for a ball. Davis taking her time here and ready with the next pitch. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes, and that's two away.
You're down for the Cubs. That brings up number three.
Jalen Guest, the shortstop batting now. Guest 0-2 with two strikeouts.
Jacqueline Guest. Guest.
Here Yeah, that one fouled over toward the third base dugout. Close Barron, she forgot to put her glove on.
There you go.
And a pie for a ball. Just waiting on the next pitch. Davis on in relief of Baker. And that one down the line.
Foul.
Just missing that one.
Just turned on that one. Guessed. Sigh of relief there by Layton.
Yeah.
Won't throw that pitch again.
And that one back to the pitcher, and Davis up on it. She'll throw to Baker at first. And that'll go down the side, and that's another three up and three down inning. Three up and three down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we will go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs leading at 9-0.
Back
after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom half of the fifth inning, Cubs leading at 9-0, and Clark out for another inning of work. And for Brenham coming up, it's going to be Alden Jacks, J.C. Hager, and Pace Gurka.
Alden Jacks, number 5, will be leading off for the Cubs.
That's just needing one run here, and they can send the home crowd home happy.
Let's see if we can find a run in some kind of way. Be a good way to start out the year.
Yeah. And Alden Jacks, we're waiting on the home plate umpire. Jacks has had two productive at-bats. She's had a two-run double and also a sacrifice bunt. And pitch from Clark. Swung out and fouled away. 0-1 count. Cubs have scored in every inning thus far. 3 runs in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. And bounced up there for a ball. Pitches up high for a ball. Mm-hmm. swung and a miss. And down on strikes goes Jack. Or, no, it's not. She whipped it down there and it's. And Coach Rodden, they're adding an extra ball because of the throw down to third.
Coach Roberts right on top of it.
Yeah. And that one fell down the line. She had a good swing on that one, just turned on it too much. And that's down just past the right field foul pole.
Hit the ball well, just a little tad late.
Yeah. And that one up high, ball four, and so Jackson draw the walk.
There we go.
And that will bring up J.C. Hager. Hager struck out her first time and then lined out to the first baseman last time up. Squares away to bunt, bunts a foul. And a pot for a ball, and catcher lost track of it. In the meantime, Jax is going to head down to second.
There you go.
Stolen base there. Gets her in the scoring position where now all we need is a base hit to get her home.
And we got a ball game.
Yep. Squares away to bunt. Pops that one up.
Oh, my goodness.
The pitcher's in. And they'll put runners at the corner. It's a base hit for Hager.
What a way to get a base hit. But you know what? In the books, they'll all look the same.
Exactly. And now Payson Gerken with a chance to get that winning run home. And we're going to get a courtesy runner there for or pinch runner for Hager.
11.
And
Lucanna Kamich.
And so Kamich coming in to run again. Runners at the corners, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Gurka's been hit by a pitch and scored and struck out her last time up. Yeah, strike call, runner going, and they're just going to let her have second base. Pitches outside for a ball. And that one's going to be sent high fly ball to right. Runner tagging and throw the plate. It's not going to be in time. And it's a sack fly by Gurka, and that should be the ball game.
It is the ball game.
And your final score, Cubettes win it 10-0. And that will take us to our post-game show. And just want to let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes Softball was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, the Mattress Guys, Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walcheck Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust.
DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
All right, we come back here to the official post game of the Brenham Cubettes. And the Cubettes get the season started off on a good note with a 10-0 victory over the Caldwell Lady Hornets. And, Tommy, I guess if you're Coach Roberts, you can't ask for a better way to start the season off than
no,
this.
I tell you what, Doug, and I'm even very, very impressed. Kylie looked really, really sharp for her first outing. But the Cubettes came up with some very, very timely hitting. When they had runners on score in scoring position, they found a way to get them across the plate, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, and I see the ladies are heading, making their way up here to our position here in the press box. Let's bring them in. And first off, we have Kylie Baker. And Kylie, congratulations. That's a way to get the season off. Not only a win, but throwing a no-hitter here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for coming. We're very excited to kick off our season today.
Yeah, I noticed the strategy right away. You were out there going right after the hitters. Was that the plan, go after them right away?
Yes, sir. I think we were to take advantage of the umpire strike zone and making sure we were attacking the hitters. So, just to try to give my defense some ground balls to take and just knowing that Harper was behind there and she was going to frame it. So, just attack and try to get as much as I could.
And then how about the hitting attack right away, just putting because y'all scored in every inning here tonight.
Yeah, so I think us scoring in every inning was a very good thing we did, and good job to the team on having our pitchers' backs and making sure we were all hitting. But I think we just went up there and we were making sure that we were taking advantage of the pitches that the pitcher was throwing and attacking that very first pitch she gave us.
All right, Kylie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get Harper in here. And, Harper, you got it started off with in the bottom half of the inning with the RBI single and then had another big hit later in the game and
yes,
really
sir.
Got this offense going. Talk about what you were seeing up at the plate tonight.
I know at practice we expected a lot of inside pitches. We worked a lot of different drills over the week. So I think that really helped us to come out here today and just put the ball in play and get to work.
Yeah, and we were so used to seeing you at first and now making the transition to catcher this year. How's it been going for you so
sir.
Far?
It's been honestly fun. It's really exciting. It's a completely different position, and I think it's cool that I get to – they asked me if I could try it. Coach asked me during practice, what do you think about catching? And I said I told her I'd try it. And I like it so far, so I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, good way to do it. Not only getting the win, but you get to catch a no-hitter here tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's a good way to get it started off.
Yes,
and talk about the job that Kylie and Layton did out there in the circle tonight.
I always know that I can trust them as behind the plate, especially now, I always know that they're going to come out. They put in the work during practice, and I know they're going to do their job just for the team.
All right. Well, Harper, thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you all again this weekend at the tournament.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And let's get Coach Roberts in here now. And, Coach, what a great way to start off a season. How about these Cubettes?
Oh, I know. I'm very excited, especially offensively, putting runs up. You know, she's really not a bad pitcher, Simone Clark from Caldwell. She goes out there and battles, and so I was actually kind of surprised to see us, you know, like I said, score every inning like that. That's hard to do.
And Kylie Baker and Leighton Davis tonight combining on the no-hitter. And it looked like Kylie was going out and just attacking, well, Leighton too, really attacking the hitters right off the bat.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job of getting out there, making adjustments each inning. Leighton only threw one, but she came in and, you know, they're hard back-to-back. Just because of what their compliments are as pitchers. So when you throw them, it takes a while for the offense to adjust on the other side. So Leighton did a good job coming in right there. And Kylie, of course, hitting her spots. I think they had struggled a little bit with her speed overall. So she was able to dominate inside, and I thought it was a good job by both of them. Obviously, a no-hitter is awesome. So.
Yeah. And also, too, on the defensive side, because I know you mentioned back at the banquet Friday that you were going to be switching some players around during the course of the season. But it looked like, no errors tonight, so good, and looked like everybody was focused out there. And talk about the way your defense played this evening.
Yeah, I feel like they came out to work. We didn't have too many balls to make plays on, you know, but we still, they are moving around. They did. When we made a pitching change, we had a lot of people adjusting around the field. So I think this weekend will be a true testament, you know, playing six games, seeing how, if we need to make any other adjustments as far as that goes. We just had another injury tonight. McKenna Marsters hurt her finger. So we don't have very many. They're thinking it might be a fracture. We don't know for sure, obviously, yet. But so that's another person down. We don't have very many kiddos. So just hoping that we can find a way to get her healthy sooner than later. But anyway, like I said, playing six games this weekend, they'll get a lot of experience, and we always have a tough schedule, so it'll be fun.
All right. Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing you this weekend. We'll be here the second game Thursday and Friday and both games Saturday, and looking forward to some more great action. But great start again tonight.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Coach Katie Roberts joining us here on the postgame, and back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts, and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, as we come back here, let's go over the final stats. And for the Cubettes, you had Mackenzie Tiemann, who was 2 for 2, on base all three times, a double, a single, and also a walk. She also stole a base and scored three times. Harper Castillo, 2 for 3, a pair of hits, 3 RBIs in the game. Leighton Davis was 1 for 3 with a single, reached on an error, 2 runs scored. And then you had McKenna Marstairs, as you just heard from Coach, hopefully said she has a might have a fracture on one of her fingers. Hopefully, hopefully they can get some good news on that. But I'm sure getting checked out by a doctor in the morning. But Marstairs reached on the fielder's choice and scored. And then Reagan Wall also came in, walked and scored. Alden Jacks, 3 productive at-bats. She had a 2-run double, a sack bunt, and also walked and scored. J.C. Hager, 1 for 3 with a single. Payson Gurka was 0 for 1 officially, but was hit by a pitch and scored, and also had a sack fly RBI, which brought home the game-winning run. And then Allie Tiemann was 0 for 2, but did reach on an error and scored a run. Pitching-wise, he had, of course, the no-hitter by... A combined no-hitter from Kylie Baker and Leighton Davis. Baker went the first 4 innings, no runs, no hits, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. And then Davis in 1 inning of work set him up, 3 up and 3 down with 2 strikeouts in that inning. And that completes it for the Cubettes as they get the victory. And when we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden Star of the Game after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, and as we come back here to the post game, and it's time now for our John Breeden Star of the Game. And TL, this was we had some good choices, some honorable mention, but one young lady stood out in particular.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt about it. Kylie Baker, just a really good, strong 4 innings of pitching this evening. And I think I'm correct on this, 10 strikeouts.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, you can't ask anything more for the first game of the year. You know, you got to get the rust off a little bit. You know, that first game is, okay, what's going to happen? What's going to take place? But really impressed with Kylie this evening. Did a great job of keeping the ball down in the strike zone, not getting pitches up to where, you know, the hitters could – get the bat on the ba- get up, I got to get right. Softball, couldn't get the bat on the softball. But truly pleased, Kylie Baker, our star of the game this evening.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance, it's insurance you can trust.
Well, here for the final wrap-up, and once again, the Brenham Cubs, a 10-0 victory over the Caldwell Lady Hornets, a combined no-hitter from Kylie Baker and Leighton Davis, and Gubbets into the winner's circle, and now that sends them into coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, taking part in the annual leadoff classic.
I tell you what, no doubt about it. Doug, I'm going to use the word surprise. The young ladies did really impress me this evening.
Exactly.
They came up with some key hits at the right time, and for they're still considered a very young softball team. For them to start out like this, you couldn't, with a big win, a run rule win, first game of the year. I'm looking forward to an exciting season. And as Coach Roberts said, you got six games this weekend. Kids are going to get a lot of experience. They're going to grow a lot this week.
Yeah, and we got the tournament schedule right there. And it all starts this coming Thursday. Cubbets will be hosting Coach Roberts' former team, Santa Fe, in the first game at 11 o'clock here on Thursday morning. And then Thursday evening, they've got Abilene Wiley at 5 o'clock. It will be on the air, 4:35 pregame here at KWHI. On Friday, Cubbets will have back-to-back games. They'll play Converse Judson at 3 o'clock and then San Marcos at 5 o'clock. And we'll have that San Marcos game for you. And then Saturday, they're going to take on Caney Creek and New Caney Porter, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and we'll have both those games as well right here on KWHI. So we're glad you're with us, and look forward to the ride. And meanwhile, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Want to thank Elizabeth for her great job back at the studio on the boards there. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.
Play ball!
Post game was made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Bryden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Mattress Guys, Wallach Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, and T&A Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a great night.